L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Burt Show.
I don't even care what you guys did last night because Kristen and I, what we did is better. I don't even need to know. But you know what? You know what? Let's just make it official. What'd you do last night?
You really want to rub in how much better your night was than mine?
So much better.
So my cat has another GI infection, or it's the same GI infection. This is off to a great start. It's the same GI infection, but it didn't clear up the first time. So she's taking these antibiotics. And I don't know if you've ever tried to give a cat medicine, but it's not easy. And so I spent most of the night on the floor, we're doing our bracket that we have to do later. So getting a cat to pay attention for an hour and a half, that was fun. And then having to get the syringe of this antibiotic, which I guess is very tart, because every time I would squirt it into her mouth, her gag reflex would start up, because then she would start like drooling, I guess you could say. She would start dry heaving, and then like snot would come out of her nose, and then like giant loogies would come out of her face. Yeah. And
that fun.
I feel bad. It's literally like having a toddler. I've got like spit up all over me, and I'm just like, please take this because I can't walk past the litter box anymore. It smells terrible.
Well, I stand corrected. Your night was way better than Chris's.
Yeah, it was a night for sure.
How do you get a cat? And was this the kitten or is this the older
cat?
Yeah,
this is my baby.
Yeah, how do you get a cat to like take a... I'd never even thought about this before.
I will say my kitten, Betty, she's a ragdoll, so she's very zen. Ragdolls are known for just kind of being like ragdolls. They'll just kind of flop however you need them to flop. They're almost like dogs in a way. And so I just kind of scoop her up like a little baby and I just look at her and I pet her and I go, it's going to be okay, even though I know it's not going to be okay because she's going to be throwing up on me in the next 30 seconds. And basically you just kind of prop open her mouth. You get the syringe, and then you just gotta like squirt and go for it. And normally the syringe doesn't go all the way to the front by the time she moves her face and gets it out of the way. So you have to do it a couple of times, which really sucks. I wish I could just do it all in one go because then it would suck and then it'd be over. But it's 15 minutes of me chasing her around the apartment being like, please stop. We have to get this
hassle.
In.
Yeah. All right, Mo, let's prove that Kristen had a night and I had a night way better than yours.
No, you did. What did I do? I went to the gym. I worked for about 4 or 5 hours. I had some meetings. I spoke to family and read a book. Went to sleep.
Wow.
What books do you read? Do you read like self-help books or like fiction?
Self-help books all the time. Yeah, I'm reading a book called Atomic Habits right now.
Oh, one of my best friends loves that book.
Yeah, it's a great book.
What's that deal all about?
It teaches you how to make your habits come together to form a successful resolution. So I think the best example that it gives you is when you are trying to, like, for example, if you're trying to quit smoking, instead of telling people, like if someone says, do you want to smoke? You don't say, I quit smoking. You say, I'm not a smoker. So it kind of teaches you to adjust your mindset to be something as opposed to doing something, so your brain just does it unconsciously after a while.
I'm finger quotes reading Diary of a CEO by Stephen Bartlett right now, and I will never feel like more of a loser than when I can't get through an entire motivational book. It just speaks volumes.
You need motivation to get through.
I need a book to read that book.
But maybe his motivation doesn't speak to you.
No, that's, it's me, man.
No.
it's not Stephen Bartlett. It's me. It's definitely me. Kristen and I, and we're going to get into this more later on in the show. I would say, looking back at the 20-something years of Burt's Big Adventure, for me, it was a top five moment last night.
I wept because it was so beautiful.
We had a Burt's Big Adventure kid that is connected to Andy Grammer through his mom and the things that she used to do when he was seizing up. Mm-hmm. Right?
When he would have, when Liam would have seizures, his mom would sit there and hold him and sing a very specific Andy Grammer song. And if she got to the end of the song, she knew if he was still seizing, she'd have to give him his medication, like his life-saving medication. So it obviously that song became very, very important, very, very sentimental to them.
So we went backstage last night. We'll tell you more about this later on. But Andy Grammer couldn't have been any nicer with that family. Like, I feel like he wanted to do that more than he wanted to do his concert last night.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And he sang for the family, and we got audio of it. But it was a really touching night. And a couple of times this morning, I'm going to thank you guys for allowing us to do those things, because without you guys donating to Burt's Big Adventure, we never have that opportunity. But to watch that family and the closeness they had last night on a magical night for that family is only possible because you guys constantly donate.
Did you catch yourself? Because, I mean, obviously you have Andy Grammer sitting there, and this was very impromptu. That wasn't like him singing to Liam, wasn't supposed to happen. That was all him. So you watch Andy and then you watch Liam, but my eyes were on mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You wanted to see that cry. Didn't take long.
It was...
didn't take long at all. All right, so you're wondering now if a server played you or not.
Oh, I'm not wondering. Abby and I know, and bless Cassie, she thinks this was just like the sweetest compliment. And Abby, like, and Cassie was the one that started this by saying, oh, my God, that was so sweet. And then Abby and I are like, girl, she's just fishing for a bigger tip. Like, what are you talking about? So what happened was my Abby, Cassie, and I went out to dinner together just to have a little, like, it wasn't even a girls' night. We met at 5 p.m. because, you know, we had the show the next day.
It was a girls' afternoon.
It was, a girls' late afternoon. So we meet to have dinner and a drink. And so we're sitting there and we're chatting and we're vibing or whatever. And it was a lovely dinner, like great conversation. It was a fantastic dinner. And then our server comes over and lays down the check. And when she does, she goes, I just want to tell you guys, you all have just a great vibe.
She said, you guys have the best energy.
Yes.
You guys have the best energy.
You just have really great energy. I really enjoyed serving you this evening.
And did you have any interaction with her before that? Were you guys getting in any conversations or anything? Or
no, I mean, just kind of like a basic server, servee interaction. Like, do you want this? Do you want the red flakes on your pasta or not on your pasta? I mean, just kind of quick back and forth. But admittedly, I will say for the first like half second that she said that, I took it as a compliment. I was like, oh my God, like she thinks we're like really cool and like nice. And then as she was putting down the check, I was like, oh, this makes a lot of sense.
Oh, she said it as she was putting the check?
Yes. Yeah. So she lays down the check and she's saying this as she's laying down the check. And again, we'd never had a deep conversation. She was a good server. I mean, there wasn't anything extraordinary about it. There wasn't anything bad about it. She was a good server. Yeah. But we never had like any kind of like meaningful conversation throughout the dinner, right? Throughout the service. So she lays that down and she says that. And it wasn't like she said it once. It's like she kind of reiterated it. Like she said it two or three times about our energy, right? And just like what a pleasure it was to serve us. And then she, and we're like, oh, thank you. And blah, blah, blah. And she walks away. And then, God, sweet little oblivious Cassie, she was like, oh my God, guys, did you hear that? she thinks we have good energy. This is great for the, just, oh, this is what we were talking about. This just, and she like turned it into this like huge message into what we were talking about. And I kid you not, Abby and I both look at her and go, aww. She just wants a bigger tip.
The Burt Show.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.